We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 30, make it 53 degrees at 8:30 here on a Tuesday morning. The man behind an armed vigilante group detaining illegal border crossers at gunpoint is behind bars, a place where he is no stranger.
69-year-old Larry Mitchell Hopkins remains jailed on charges of being a felon possessing firearms. He's the supposed leader of a New Mexico group calling themselves the United Constitutional Patriots and were posting videos on social media of themselves holding suspected illegal migrants at gunpoint. Hopkins has a long police record, including convictions for impersonating law enforcement, but the federal prosecutors at his court hearing in Las Cruces say he was also being investigated for previously plotting against President Obama, Hillary Clinton, and George Soros. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Authorities confirmed the remains of a man from Arkansas City who has been missing for nearly a year were found in northern Oklahoma. Kay County Sheriff's Office telling KSN News remains found in Kaw City, Oklahoma, were identified by the Oklahoma Medical Examiner's Office. Dental records were also used to confirm the identity of 20-year-old Quentin Roush of Arkansas City. Missing persons reports show Roush was last seen May 9, 2018 in Ponca City.
A man has been sentenced in a case of abuse against his 2-month-old son.
Thomas Harper of Wichita was sentenced Friday to 6 years and 4 months in prison. Prosecutors dropped an attempted murder charge in exchange for his guilty plea to aggravated battery and child abuse that stems from an incident taking place last October. The Wichita Eagle reports police were alerted to a possible child abuse case at Wesley Medical Center. The boy's 20-year-old mother told police the child had several injuries when she returned home after leaving the baby in his father's care. The child was treated for injuries that resulted from a beating and choking. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita police are looking for a man who attacked a pair of security guards at Town East Square Shopping Center.
The suspect threatened the security guards, tased one of them, and was demanding money from the mall. One security guard attempted to call 911 from a cell phone. The suspect took the cell phone and then fled from the area on foot.
Officer Charlie Davidson says the suspect is described as a black male in his 20s or 30s, 5'8" tall. Anyone with any information is asked to call detectives at 268-4407 or Crime Stoppers at 267-2111.
At today's Wichita City Council meeting will be a series of workshops. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News why these workshops are important.
First opportunity to sometimes look at some of the things that we're focusing on.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show here on KNSS.
A veteran's birthday wish goes viral.
Hundreds sending a World War II veteran birthday cards thanks to a Facebook plea. William Ray Painter, a resident of the Mayflower Assisted Living in Lexington, Virginia, turns 100 on May 5th to celebrate the milestone. The retirement home shared a photo of him with a poster asking for 100 cards. Reps say so far he's received over 500, telling local media the outpouring of love has simply made him feel like the superstar he is. The birthday boy, who says it only took him 100 years to be famous, is asking for more well wishes. To send a greeting, folks can check out the Mayflowers Facebook page for the address. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's a cloudy start to the day across south central Kansas with a few scattered showers at times, even a few thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Our high 62. A slight chance of rain will stay with us through about 10 o'clock tonight. Our low 49, clearing and 71 tomorrow, 78 and sunny on Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And right now, a cloudy sky, 53 degrees, north wind at 10 miles per hour. KNSS Weather Center radar now indicating, Ted, showers over a good portion of Sedgwick County, also Sumner County, and the southern part of of Butler, all moving to the east northeast. It's 8:33, and time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward, and there's a big controversy, a big to-do, having to do with Kate Smith, the great singer.
Right, yeah, Ted? Surrounding some racially charged lyrics that the late singer Kate Smith, and this is all going on in Philadelphia.
The Philadelphia Flyers removing the statue of Kate Smith from outside Wells Fargo Center Sunday while announcing they will no longer play her famous rendition of God Bless America.
God bless America.
This is the latest reaction to songs performed by the late opera singer in the 1930s with racially charged lyrics that led both the Flyers and the New York Yankees to cease playing Smith's version. This backlash is getting mixed opinions, with some applauding the Flyers and Yankees for firing back over allegations of racism, with others stating that those lyrics were from songs that were satire of the era. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Well, Steve, I'm just wondering, how long is it before we stop playing Bing Crosby's White Christmas?
That's,
you know, right, Bing appeared in blackface in Holiday Inn, so
it's on the radar.
By the same reasoning,
yeah,
we should pull
White Christmas
from the radio rotation.
Yep.
And all of Bing Crosby's music.
So. And to say nothing of everything written by Mark Twain, ever.
Exactly, yep.
So where do we draw the line?
Where is the line?
Wow.
Yeah, that's what we're dealing with as a society right now.
Yep.
Rapper Eminem celebrates a sobriety milestone.
Eminem taking to social media to mark another year sober. The rapper, whose real name is Marshall Mathers, tweeting a photo of his medallion, captioning, 11 years, still not afraid. The token features the Roman numerals for 11 and the words unity, service, and recovery. Mathers has been vocal about his addiction to pills in the past, a near-fatal drug overdose, and his road to recovery. The artist telling Men's Journal in 2015 he began running to overcome it. Fans sharing congratulations and words of support. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Lots of music news from Joe Bro, the Biebs, and Prince.
I'm Michelle Pulino. Coming off a big weekend at Coachella, Tame Impala have announced a new tour set for this summer. It'll begin May 2nd in Nashville, Tennessee, with stops in Atlanta, Miami, and New York City. While we're still reminiscing about Coachella, Justin Bieber also made a surprise appearance during Ariana Grande's performance, and after performing for the first time in 2 years, dropped news of an album coming soon. The Jonas Brothers keep the PR machine rolling. Monday, Kevin, Joe, and Nick dropped the news from their Jonas Brothers Twitter account.
June 7th, our album Happiness Begins comes out.
Prince's memoir will be finished and out in time for the holidays. The Beautiful Ones, which the icon was writing prior to his death, will be out October 29th. The 288-page book spans Prince's life. It includes an introduction by New Yorker writer Dan Pippenbring, whom Prince had chosen as a collaborator, and his own writings, personal photos, and more. Prince died 3 years ago, April 21st. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Hey, let's get a preview of the summer movies.
The Fox Celebrity Profile, looking at some of the action-packed flicks due out this summer.
You know your teams, you know your missions. No mistakes, no do-overs. Look out for each other. This is the fight of our lives.
He's pretty good at that.
Avengers Endgame kicks things off April 26th as Iron Man, Black Widow, Captain Marvel, Captain America, and more take on Thanos to save the universe.
You think you can take John Wick? You've got a nasty surprise coming.
Keanu Reeves returns as super assassin John Wick in Chapter 3 Parabellum, May 17th, upping the ante on everything, with returning main characters and new players joining in like Halle Berry.
So you'd want to make Godzilla our pet?
No. We would be his.
By May 31st, Godzilla, King of the Monsters, brings another battle of epic proportions. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Let's take another look at one of the new inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails inducted The Cure into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last month and recalled hearing the group's album The Head on the Door, released in 1985.
You know, I've struggled my whole life feeling like I don't fit in or belong anywhere, kind of like right now. And hearing this, suddenly I felt connected and no longer quite so alone.
That sound, which has been classified as everything from gothic rock to new wave to alternative, would gain millions of fans who couldn't get enough of them or their look of teased black hair and messy makeup. Frontman Robert Smith thanked those that put them in the class of 2019.
everyone that voted for us. It's a surprise. It's a very nice surprise to be inducted into the Rock Hall.
The Cure has been eligible for the honor since 2004 and was nominated twice. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony will air on HBO Saturday night. Mel Brooks back on Broadway.
The creator of The Producers and Blazing Saddles is coming to Broadway for two-night-only solo shows.
Dr. Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
Mel Brooks, the comedy legend behind the classic Young Frankenstein, as well as History of the World, etc., will combine what producers describe as off-the-cuff comedy, unbelievable personal stories, and film clips from some of his most memorable work. The two-night event, part of the recently announced Residence on Broadway series at the Lunt-Fontanne Theater, happens Monday, June 17th and Tuesday, June 18th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Gosh, do you think that would be fun?
Oh, I think so.
A night with Mel Brooks.
Yes.
Just telling stories and jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Cloris Leach been on there with him.
Yeah. Hey, it's Gridiron Week here in Wichita. The
sure
51st
is.
Annual Gridiron Comedy Show, our annual spoof of all the news from the past year, is this week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, downtown at the Orpheum at 8 o'clock each night. All proceeds benefit journalism scholarships. The entire show is written by and performed by members of the local media, including me. This is my 23rd year in Gridiron.
Wow.
If you want tickets, your best option is to go to the Intrust Bank Arena box office downtown. Get them in advance. You don't have to pay any extra fees if you do that. You can also go to selectaseat.com, wichitagridiron.com. You can buy tickets at the door that night. No extra fees there either if you go to the Orpheum. And we have a special Randy Brown curtain call party after the Friday night show. That's an extra fee, and that all benefits a journalism scholarship in the name of the late Randy Brown. So it's all good, and we are rehearsing feverishly, and we have some very, very funny stuff.
You got some good stuff, huh? It's always entertaining.
Yeah, I'm cracking up at rehearsal every night.
Okay, well, if you're laughing, then I'll be laughing.
We always got some, and of course, we see a lot of great listeners at the show. So once again, I invite KNSS listeners to come to the Gridiron Show. Once again, that's this week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, downtown at the Orpheum.
Now, are you going to have a surprise guest this year?
Mystery guests will
mystery
appear
guests?
Each and every night.
A mystery guest.
Yep.
Every night. Okay. I'm going to be there Friday night, so, you know, if y'all come to the Gridiron Show, say hi. I'll be the guy surrounded by security guards. Right, Ted?
Yep. Always part of the fun of Gridiron is being in the audience and to see and be seen.
That's at the Orpheum Theater.
All the newsmakers will be there.
What time does it start? 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock each night.
It's always 8 o'clock. Yep. All right, the Gridiron.
Ted will make sure you go to the Gridiron
Show. Because Ted's going to be right in the middle of everything.
Yes, I'll be. I've got several interesting characters this year.
He's a quick change artist. He's backstage,
uh-huh.
Moving and grooving.
Yep.
He's a whirling dervish.
It should be interesting. Hey, a real life scenario in which a comedian got elected president of Ukraine. Yeah. Some comments from Conan O'Brien on TBS.
It's a nutty story, though.
Got it.
You
yeah,
follow this
absolutely.
Guy? Yeah, this story got a lot of attention. After hearing about it, Elizabeth Warren signed up for improv classes.
And big birthday today, the $6 million man, Lee Majors, is 80 years old today.
Oh, man.
Lee Majors, the $6 million man.
Oscar.
Steve, where are you? What happened?
Oscar, is there anyone else like me?
No.
Are you sure?
I believe so. Why?
Well, it's Sloan.
What about him?
Well, he's more powerful than the Fred Sloan I know. Too powerful.
Well, what did he do?
Well, he showed me some bionic strength.
I don't think that's possible.
Now, look, Oscar, I saw it. Now, there can be more than one genius doctor, can't there? More than one project like mine?
I don't know. I'll find out.
Thanks, Oscar.
Lee Majors, the $6 million man.
Pretty good.
Running around in that 70s track suit.
Making that noise.
Happy birthday, Lee Majors. He's 80 today.
Hey.
Entertainment News in the Blur, brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. It's pretty easy to figure out. They repair and install appliances.
Appliances, yes.
Yep. And they're really good at it. If you need help with that, call Rachel or Terry for an appointment. 409-1525. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS.
Oh, yeah.
Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. How can you get Prairie Fire coffee at your office?
How?
Just like Steve and Ted, you may ask.
How?
By calling 267-3771. Online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
842, Steve and Ted, editor Bill Roy, Wichita Business Journal, coming up. An airline hopes to offer more service to Mexico. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.